Yes, this is the moment that you've been waiting for, sitting with an audience about to watch a film that you've been in, or a show, or a play. Well, that one you can't really do yourself, but you can see the audience reaction from where you're at. So, all of this is a thing that you're meant to do. A thing that you're meant to do, and you're meant to do it well because it screams out to your soul, and that makes you awesome. That makes you an important part of society. Keep chiseling away at your craft, and you are an awesome, awesome performer. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. My name is Casey Lloyd. How was your week last week? Did you have an audition? I hope you did, and I hope you found a way to honor the audition and really give it the time and preparation that it deserved. And I hope you got a call back. This week, I want to talk about how to find a good acting coach. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I have had many acting coaches, some good, some the opposite end of the spectrum. I myself have been a scene study coach for 3 years, and I know what it's like to be on the other side of the camera, so to speak. And it's really important to find a good acting coach because we are in an industry that can really mess with your mind. It is one of those industries that there is no guarantee of work. There is no guarantee of a good paycheck. There's no guarantees. And it is driven by fellow actors like you and me that just have a burning passion and desire to do this, to be a good storyteller. And along the way, to become a better storyteller, you need mentors and guides and coaches that can suss out your greatest performances. So let's take a momentary tangent on that. When I was younger, I was teased a lot when I was younger for being overweight, was an introvert, didn't have a lot of friends, and I had a lot of people in middle school tell me that I could not amount to certain things. I couldn't, like, I was horrible at playing basketball, and yet I wanted to play basketball at lunch because that's what the kids did, and we had several of my kind of like quasi-relationships, friends were playing basketball, but they're like, oh, Casey, you could never like be on the basketball team or anything because you suck. And granted, yeah, I did suck. But eventually I got to the day where I was like, I was getting so much energy. I would, join the cross country team, lost a bunch of weight. And one thing that I was proud of, about was I would be able to run around circles around those basketball players as far as my energy and stamina goes from long distance running. So I was good at distracting people on the basketball court. Point of all that was, I had a lot of negative enforcement, not even negative enforcement. It was just negative, comments coming my way and on a daily basis. And what that did for me was it created a lot of drive to prove those people wrong. However, those comments were unwanted. And most of my life in middle school was a prison in my mind of just a hellish landscape that I did not want. Now, the interesting thing is I have seen and experienced this hellish landscape from acting coaches, certain acting coaches. And what I mean by that is the idea that I can give somebody a punch to the gut as far as feedback regarding their performance, I can punch them in the gut and then be like, hey, you know, get stronger, get over it. You suck. You think you want to be a better actor? You're never going to make it in this industry. I could say stuff like that. And in fact, that could have the reaction like when I was younger, that maybe it pisses me off and lights a fire in me to the point where I'm like, no, I'm going to prove you wrong. However, if I am somebody that's voluntarily wanting to be in an acting class and voluntarily paying someone for a service to teach me how to become a better actor, I am 100%, 110% against this method. I think it is actually driven by ego. I think there is some people definitely who might have knowledge of the craft that should not be teachers for this specific reason. And I've heard the comments out there like, oh, I'm just telling you like it is. I'm telling you this for your own good so you can be better. I'm giving you tough love. Now, negative reinforcement can definitely help in certain ways. But I'm going to say, as far as in the acting landscape, as far as education is concerned, it provides the opposite effect. Because as actors, we need to be in this for the long game. I need my mental outlook to be positive on this industry. I need to want to be here. I need to not show up jaded. And the way I show up jaded is by having a chip on shoulder and having a chip on the shoulder because it was brought about by one or two or three acting coaches that said I was not good enough, but that was their way of lighting a fire underneath my ass. No, Positive reinforcement is the way I prefer to teach scene study. And my students, I saw so much more engagement in my class, performance in my class, improvements by leaps and bounds with positive reinforcement. You see the spark and the love for this craft if you go that route. If you have an acting coach that truly supports you and inspires you and encourages you. And I'm not saying that you want an acting coach or that acting coaches out there should coddle their students. By no means should an acting coach coddle their students as a way of like making their ego feel better. No, because that doesn't help anyone in the long run as far as performance. What I'm talking about is you can provide genuine constructive feedback without the need to give a backhanded comment in order to try to light a fire in someone using negativity. Because I've spent most of my youth getting those comments from people, and it can break you. You can hear in my voice how passionate this is making me. Yes, it drove me, it didn't break me, and it made me want to prove those people wrong. But that's not what we need in acting education. I'll give you an extreme example. I was taking a casting director workshop once during the time that I was teaching scene study. And this casting director, they started off this workshop and they said, you know, I'm going to tell you how it is. I don't sugarcoat things. And so we were supposed to be doing kind of this comedy scene. And they told us about the actor that they had cast because of this part. And they kind of told us what that actor did. And then the whole class would kind of proceed one by one to go up there and do this little skit. And it was actually just kind of like this physical improv type thing. And in that workshop, I was trying to laugh at the moments that were genuinely funny for the benefit of my fellow classmates that went up there, because this casting director was just nails on the chalkboard harsh. Like nothing impressed them. And they were trying to get every single person to reach this idyllic state of the person that they had already cast. Basically, I could see they really just wanted to see us break the mold and fit into that box of that person. And I was just trying to lighten the mood because I saw tons of things that were fantastic. I'm like, if I was a casting director, that cracked me up. That cracked me up. I'd probably call that person back. I'd call that person back. And I looked across the room and I was just watching people. And what I saw in people's faces was just kind of like dread and terror of like they were thinking in their heads of like, how can I, you know, try to win the appeasement of this casting director, and how can I beat the system and get them to say one thing that I did right? There was never a single comment during this workshop of anything that a single person did right. It was all wrong, all the things that they did wrong, and according to this person's opinion. And the room was like a tomb. And I was just thinking, like, this is not what we need in this industry. We need more love and support, because it is hella hard. And I have no clue about this casting director, but I kind of doubt that they've ever lived the life of being an actor. And in order to just keep going, we got to support one another, not sit there and be like, I'm going to give you some tough love. Here, take it. And so here are the things that I look for when I'm looking for an acting coach. An acting coach, a good acting coach, for whatever it is, they should offer you one free class. If the acting coach does not offer you one free class and they're like, nope, you're just going to pay me, especially if they want you to pay for like a month package right off the bat, and the package is like, I don't know, $350 or something. And I'm talking about like scene study. If this is like a workshop for like a specific, you know, skill, you know, or something like that, you're probably not going to get free offerings. But I'm just talking about like an acting class, a scene study class. You should have the ability to take one class for free to see how they operate and if you would like them as a coach. And if they don't, I just sense like there's some fear there, right? Like as a business, I want an actor for a long time, for at least, you know, as a long-term pupil of mine for like a year or two or longer. Offering one free class is not going to break my bank, right? Especially the goal is to have multiple students in a class so they can interact and be a community and act together. You should offer one free class, hands down. Otherwise, I would get some fear. I feel like the acting coach is insecure in some way about, I don't know, their ability to bring you in as a student. So during this free class, I try to distance myself about whether I like the person or not. Because your feelings towards the person is irrelevant. I want somebody that can inspire me, provide constructive feedback, and push me to be a better actor. Now, I don't listen to just only my feedback. I listen to the other people's feedback and how do they talk to other people? Because this is the key. If I hear them giving that tough love, I'm going to tell you how it is, any of that, to me, you're not respecting the actor. I don't want to be coddled. I don't want my ego to be stroked. I want to have constructive criticism about what I've done well and things that I need to improve upon as a human being. That's it. I just want to be treated like a human being. That's it. So if you can do that as an acting coach, you've got me probably. You've got me as a student. If I can see you're challenging me, then yes. But if I hear you speaking to myself or other acting students in a way that feels like you're really just trying to stroke your own ego and you're trying to have some sort of power trip and you're really just trying to take it out on people in some sort of like, oh, I'm going to tell you how it is because you're not going to survive this field and you need to be tougher. People will build a callus over their career and they will learn that you have to be tough after their first audition and they get a no. After their second audition and they get a no. Trust me, you as an acting coach do not have to callus the student. This life will callus the student. Okay? had a vent on that one. So, and I've dropped acting classes. I'll be honest. I've taken a few acting classes and I've paid for a month. And, you know, after two or three classes, I've dropped them and just been like, you know what? The bar that I've set for my life and those people that I want to surround myself with, this is not it. And this is not the value I'm seeking for in my life. And I don't need to proceed. Why should I sit here and just because I paid for the money for it? It's like, no, that's, you know what? I want something different for my life. And that's a learning lesson for me to be more careful with the instructors that I choose to be around, because the unfortunate reality is there are instructors out here that are in it for the wrong reasons, are in it just for the paycheck, or were in it originally for maybe your students, but then, you know, they get lost along the way. But it's sad to find an acting coach like that, just because, you know, if you've never sat in the actor's seat for years and years and years, it's just, there's no need for that type of behavior in this industry. This industry can be better than it is. I think it can be more supportive. Those are the things I would look for as an actor if I was looking for an acting coach. Get the free class, see how they talk to people. If they are constructive, they provide support, and they provide motivation of how to be better, how to improve your skills, because none of us are perfect in our skills, in constructive ways, then that is the coach I would advise looking for and sticking with, because they're going to push you for the long term and you're going to stick with them and you're going to want to be in this industry. I have put in the show notes for this a little scientific study. I would love to put a whole body of evidence to support my feelings on this, but I have some other things I have to do. I did find a study, though, that is related to graduate students and depression. It kind of fits along the lines of acting and education, what I felt. So if you'd like to check out that scientific study that talks about this whole topic and positive reinforcement over negative reinforcement and your mental well-being, check it out. It's in the show notes. Thank you guys for taking a listen to this podcast. Feel free to share it with two actors. Leave it a review on iTunes. I appreciate you guys. My name is Casey Lloyd. I am a career coach in the acting space. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to CaseyLloyd.com/coaching. I really hope that you guys can find awesome coaches out there, because they exist. They're everywhere. And I hope this podcast has been insightful as a way of what kind of practices exist out there and might not be the best for you as far as your longevity in this business and as a student. All right, that's it. I'm done. Take it easy. Have a great week. I'll see you next Wednesday. Cheers.